This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lee Linker with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Hope you can get in on our conversation this evening. You can send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. I ran out of breath.
But you nearly got there.
How are you going, Basha?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. What have we got coming up on the show tonight?
We're going to be talking about psycho stalker lesbians.
Oh, it's my favourite topic of all time.
I know. They're great, aren't they?
They are very good quality.
They are. They're good, but not when they're chasing you.
No.
Or following you.
No, not exactly.
When they're following your friends, it's entertainment value.
No. Okay.
All right. We're also going to be talking about the 10 lesbian signs. You know, how to know if someone is a lesbian or not. We have this lovely list of informative things to look for.
It always is interesting to know how to pick a lesbian out of a crowd.
In India.
This is important.
This is really important. India's going to be getting their own gay and lesbian community radio station soon. So that's great news.
It's fantastic because you don't really hear a lot about the gay and lesbian community in India being represented.
No, and we're going to talk about that a bit later as well.
And also we've got coming up the Ohio High School that selectively bans pro-gay T-shirts. So the students are not allowed to wear them.
No.
Yeah. It's not allowed.
No. And of course, our events listing for the weekend. For Melbourne, that is.
Now, I came across something a little bit interesting this week that I wanted to talk to you about because it made me laugh just a tad.
It was funny.
And basically, I mean, I can remember first hearing about this years ago now when I first started watching The L Word and thinking possibly there was a chance that I was a homosexual. And this came up on a show, some people looking at their fingers.
Yes.
And trying to determine. Now, which one is it? It's the index finger, so your pointer.
Your index finger is supposed to be shorter than your ring finger on your right hand, and that's supposed to determine whether you're a lesbian or not.
Or a gay man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want everybody to have a look at your hand, your right hand, or if you're left hand, you have a look at your left hand, and just figure that one out. So if your pointer finger is shorter than your ring finger, apparently you're gay. Or I'm flaming. Because my pointer finger is definitely way shorter than my ring finger.
Yeah, so am I. So go figure.
There you go. It's amazing. I wouldn't know how, you know, clever this study is, but if you just figured out that you're gay and you're not, or you're not, you know, let us know. Send us an SMS on 0427-JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, of course, you can always head over to joy.org.au and find our program page, and you can link up with us on social media because we like it when people like us.
Yes, it's very nice. So when you told me this, I thought I'd go and, you know, research articles. You
do
know
some
me,
research.
I get excited when
you
I go to read
love
a journal.
Your research,
I
don't
do,
you?
And I do love to read a good journal article, and or two.
Moving on.
Anyway, but I found a few, and regardless of what time frame and stuff, one says yes, one says no. So some of them say it works for men, some say it doesn't. This difference in the length of fingers.
To determine if you're gay or not.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a very
exact science?
Yes, you wouldn't think so, would you?
No, well, you know, we are all different.
What if you've chopped off half your finger?
Well, then you can't do the test.
Well, like, what do you do then? Because that's just confusing.
Well, then you can't do the test.
That's unfair.
But the best test I found was...
That's discriminatory against people who have chopped off their fingers.
Well, then don't talk to carpenters.
Okay. It's discriminatory against carpenters.
All right. But the best one I found was this journal article, which I didn't send you because I knew you wouldn't read it anyway.
No.
It was entitled...
I don't usually read things you send me.
No, especially a journal article. So it was the difference in finger length ratio between self-identified butch and femme lesbians.
Gosh, all right.
So they were trying to determine, so they went to a, you know, their version of a Mardi Gras sort of type lesbian gay festival, and they just started to ask random women if they could...
Is that some kind of lesbian pickup line? Hey, show us your fingers.
I think so.
Kind of dodgy.
They had a really good response rate, so maybe that works. So
well,
ladies,
yeah.
There you go. Stalker ladies. Hey, there you go. There's your next thing. No,
terrible.
We've just given them an idea. And so they were asking all these women and they were asking them certain questions if they identified as femme or butch. And then they were taking photocopies of their hands and then they were writing numbers on the back of them and then they were analysing it.
Right.
Now, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. They were finding that, you know, they couldn't really determine within the length of the fingers, you know, they all pretty much seemed to be the same, you know, or it didn't really give them an answer, you know. Well, you can't. as I said, we're all different. You can't just make a generalisation about us in regards to our length of our fingers or
Isn't
if we have brown eyes.
Kind
or...
of like a favourite gay and lesbian pastime, making huge generalisations?
No, never. We never do that.
Or is that just society making huge generalisations about gay and lesbian people?
But what they did find was that depending on the length of your ring finger, it has to do with the fact that when you were in the womb, you were receiving more, you know, like testosterone. So, you know, you could technically blame your mothers for these, that this is what's happening. But it's only found in females that they've determined this.
What does it mean if your fingers are kind of bent? Because mine are a little bit bent.
I could say something, but it's the time. No, I won't say what I'm thinking right at the moment.
Probably shouldn't. Your father's probably listening. You shouldn't say anything dodgy like that. Look, it is 8 minutes past eight. If you want to get in on the conversation and tell us what your fingers look like, feel free to do so on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Le Link, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Tonight's show, we've got Psycho Stalker Crazy Lesbians coming up and 10 lesbian signs. What are 10 lesbian signs to look for? India's going to soon have a gay and lesbian community radio station. And Ohio High School is being naughty, selectively banning pro-gay t-shirts from their students. And of course, coming up way later, we'll have our events listing for Melbourne. So you better stay tuned. Now, Basha, how can they get in contact with us if they want to?
Well, they can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
That seems pretty easy, doesn't it?
It does.
Ah.
So, you know, bang, 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 she'll be starting to be flooded with messages.
I did get one message saying that they loved my voice, which is very nice.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
A little bit creepy, but, you know, very nice.
Well, if you know the person, I guess it's okay.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of course,
speaking of someone knowing your voice, yeah, it's psycho stalkers.
Psycho stalker lesbians. Look, there are some women out there who are just a little bit odd, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all you've got for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this last week when we were celebrating Halloween, as we were, and fortunately we ran out of time. But, I mean, I came across this article online, this blog online, dated from 2002, so bear with me if it's a little bit outdated. But it has some pretty interesting points in it, and this woman says, recently became single after 129 years in a relationship.
So that's about, what, two normal years?
Or? Two normal years, yeah,
okay. Yeah.
I made a grand decision to be terribly mature about recovery time, stay single until I was ready, and take the time to find the inner me. Then I heard the ex had found someone new. All sensible thoughts went out of the window and I instantly threw myself back into the world of lesbian dating. Lesbian dating is scary, isn't it, Basha?
It is.
Because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, I know, because you were telling me all about... Remember we did the show about online lesbian dating?
We did.
And that scared me.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. So this woman writes that her preferred way of finding lesbians to date has always been to wear them down with her infinite charms over a period no shorter than 10 months, by which time she has sneakily learnt everything about them as their loyal friend, and they can't help themselves when she pounces. She said it's long haul, but it works. Now, she goes on to say that this brings her to the topic that she wants to speak about, and of which she's suddenly an expert, and her best tip on how to attract a stalker lesbian is to be a lesbian. Do you think that's fair?
Well, she's written in here, lesbians are much more likely to purchase night vision goggles and listening devices. Yeah, well, you know, if you want to pick up a lesbian or be a stalker lesbian, yeah, it does help to be a lesbian. So, yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a man out there, it might be a little difficult. So, yeah, she's probably quite fair in that one.
Now, this is very humorous, of course. She goes on to say that her next best tip is to use the internet to find your potential stalker dates, as it's a great way of finding vast numbers of available and not so available women. By not so available, I would have to agree. I think there are a lot of people out there masquerading as single.
There are. And as I said, I remember the show we did recently with the dating apps. A lot of the women on one of those particular websites were writing married, yet looking for a lesbian relationship. And I was thinking,
okay.
That's entertaining.
How's that working?
Yes.
Is that allowed? Maybe for them it is, you know. Everybody's got something different.
But I like what she writes here, that they don't have a photo on hand to send.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? Yeah.
Going on a lesbian dating site and you don't take a photo of yourself, you know, at least a selfie. They're so flattering.
Who uses the word selfie? How does this all of a sudden become a big thing?
Well, what else are you going to call it? A really bad shot of yourself taken at
a portrait?
It's not a portrait. It's a horrible angle. No one looks flattering. It's like taking, you know, a passport photo.
If you've come across a lesbian stalker during your dating travels, can you let us know? Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. This woman goes on to say that lesbian stalkers are also impossible to spot until it's far too late and you've given them your mobile number, work email, date of birth and your mother's maiden name, right up to the point where there is no way to get them out of your life. They are perfectly normal. So be ready to change your phones, workplace, address and your mother.
Yeah, I read that and found a little bit, yeah, I was a bit scared.
I have had experiences where women just, they don't get the point. I've spoken about that before. You know, you can very gently break it off with someone, but sometimes, as we've discussed before, with lesbians, you kind of have to break up a couple of times.
Yes. Or they just, or you're not actually going out with them, but they don't actually realise that you're not going out with them. And they keep stalking you. And it's
always
like,
awkward.
No, I've deleted your Facebook. What does that tell you?
Look, there are some women out there that just don't get the clue, so if you want to share, please do. You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. Here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. You can get in on our conversation by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even emailing at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, someone's SMS'd.
They have. Ray has SMS'd and he said he read about the finger thing on the internet this morning and he's done a mini study of his own. I like people that take initiative and do their own research.
If you have just tuned in, the finger thing, as we were talking about the finger length ratio to figure out if you're gay. Apparently, if your pointer finger is shorter than your ring finger on your right hand or whichever one you use the most, then that means you're gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, he looked at the hands of three gay men that he knows, and all of them had similar hands to him, so they all had longer ring fingers. So, okay, that's good. And then he looked at the hands of his straight father, and his father has the finger length is pretty much the same. No, because when they're similar, then that proves that they're straight. Oh. See, so he's now proved the theory. On a study of four people, it took him all of 15 minutes, and these researchers were doing this for hours.
I think we need a bigger pool of people to do this study on. But I'm very impressed that he took the initiative to do that.
I love someone that does research, so it's great. Well done, Ray.
You've made a new friend.
I know who to go to now for my next research project.
Thank you very much, Ray. Look, if you do want to send us a text, that number again is 0427JOY949. Now, we were talking about the finger length ratio thing just before. We were talking about psycho stalker lesbians, and they're very, 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 very scary sometimes.
Yes. And you don't know that they're there until it's too late. And I'm getting all scared because I have a few that I'm just like thinking, oh God.
Oh, don't.
You know, you're trying to avoid them. It's like you walk into a club, it's like, okay, we're leaving now.
Time to go. Now, of course, before you even get to the dating of the psycho stalker lesbians, you really should figure out how to know if someone is a lesbian, right?
Yeah, it would be helpful, you know, for someone, you know, someone like yourself who has very high tuned gaydar, probably not an issue. Someone like myself who has no gaydar, really bad. So yeah, I do need to know these signs.
You do. So we found a couple of things. I mean, you came across this article, Lesbian 101, which was on Lottl, Lesbians on the Loose. What's this about?
Yeah, they were talking mainly about the fact that you can tell a lesbian by her eyes, which I've heard. And I actually believe it. So that the eye, you can just look in someone's eyes and you can see a slight difference between a straight female and a lesbian. Bisexuals just confuse you, but you know.
Would you think that maybe people are just sort of calling bedroom eyes something a little bit different so that this article works?
Possibly.
Because we all know what bedroom eyes are. If you don't know what bedroom eyes are, I could post a photo on Facebook later.
Really?
When I do my makeup.
Oh, okay. Don't do this now, please.
No. But it's a bedroom eyes, you know, it's that look. That
yes, that look.
Sexually
yes.
charged.
Yes, I'm quite familiar with that look.
Across the dance floor, kind of stare you in the eye, I would like to tear your clothes off sign kind of look.
Yeah, the one where you're standing there thinking you're naked and you're like, oh, no, actually, I'm not.
yes, that one exactly. Now, of course, you know, this article, technically it's just talking about bedroom eyes. That's what I think. But it does have a couple of interesting points. It's saying that researchers gathered 325 men and women for the study, with people identifying as gay, straight and bisexual, and the people were asked to watch sexually explicit videos, one of a man and one of a woman, with neutral landscape scenes. That doesn't seem like a really hard gig, does it? Yeah. Would you like to come and watch porn with me all day? It's part of a study, so it's nothing sus. Seems okay, doesn't it? They said while they watched, a special camera measured the changes in pupil size for people. Results of the study picked up that lesbians respond to the images of other women But straight women dilate basically equally in response to erotic images of both sexes, despite reporting feelings of arousal for men and not women. Closeted straight girls or something else? Researchers are working on the complex results to figure out if evolution may play a part in straight girl eye dilation. Are we looking into it a bit much, really?
I think so.
Yeah. Scrap
I think
it.
You just ask.
I'm throwing it away.
I think you just ask and wait for the results, you know?
I literally throw it away. Now, look, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight, feel free to do so. You can send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Tell us if you've got bedroom eyes. We want to know.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian. Laylink on Joy 94.9.
That's right. You're with Basha and Tian. Our show, Laylink on Joy. Now, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Head over to joy.org.au website to find our program page and link up with us on social media. We like to be followed.
We do.
Not, you know, in public, but, you know, online.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, we have been talking about psycho stalker lesbians, so no, not that following.
Online's okay.
Yeah, online's fine. And, you know, we have also been talking about the finger length ratio to determine your sexual orientation.
Which, you know, I'm still not sold, but I'm happy at least that, you know, my fingers say that I'm gay.
Yeah, all right. I won't say that. So, yes, the 10 signs to know that someone is a lesbian.
Yeah, so we were talking about this earlier. I was going to mention it. We'll go into it now. 10 lesbian signs. Now, this is very interesting. It was found on the website www.mademan.com, which apparently you were saying you've done a little bit of extra research.
Yeah, I was on the website for a while and it was hilarious. And it's a very funny website.
But you were saying it's definitely written by a man.
A lot of it, yeah, is written by a man trying to understand a lesbian. So well done, funny. Boys. I really appreciate that.
Good
but,
work.
You know, some of them, they just got it wrong.
So what's number one on the list that we've got here?
Lesbians feel the same as men do about women they are interested in. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know.
God, okay. Number two, a lesbian's attraction is based on feelings more than physical attributes. Correct? I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's not really about the way the ladies look. It's what I feel.
Is there a sparkle in her eyes?
Is that a way to tell if someone's gay? Yeah.
Well, when she's, you know, if she's looking at a man, then probably not. And if she's looking at a woman, then, you know, you see that sparkle and you go, ha. Huh.
Does she try to sit really close to you? Well, I mean, if it's a squished train or tram, then this doesn't really count.
And if it's a squished dance floor, then it doesn't really count either. But, you know.
But if you're in a gay club, points. She might actually be.
She's probably gay.
Yeah.
You don't need the 10 signs.
God. Number five, does she move away if your body touches when sitting close? Another sign that shows a lesbian may be interested in you is if she sits really close to you and stays that way instead of moving slowly away from you. If she inches away from you, this may show that she's not interested and is uncomfortable with your body's touching.
Okay. Is she always complimenting you?
Another sign a lesbian may be interested in you is that she will say nice complimentary things to you. This is another way of showing her feelings. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, the next one's cute. Does she open the door for you?
If she's butch, yes.
You know, well, it's just a nice thing to do. You know, you open
do you
the door.
Open and the door for women that you're dating?
Occasionally, yes. It's also a good way to just to let them in the place first so they can determine where we sit. So, you know, it's always a nice thing to do sometimes.
I don't mind opening the door for my partner, Nat, because it means I get to stare at her ass when she walks through.
I was going to say that too, but I didn't think
you
would.
You should have just
There's
said
an
it.
Ulterior motive to everything.
It's terrible. Does she appear to always be looking at you? Much like a man, a lesbian woman who is interested in you will be unable to get her eyes off you. She will spend most of the time you are together looking at you. Unless, of course, you've got something on your face.
Yeah, I just like that they wrote here lesbian woman. Because
a lesbian man.
Anyway.
You never know. There's a lot of things out there. What's the next one?
Does she discuss past relationships with her partner? So I'm guessing they're trying to find out if she's referring to her partner or she's actually being specific.
Ah, okay.
You know?
Yeah,
Because I was thinking that's sort of scary. If she starts discussing past relationships, that, you know, could start triggering bells, you know.
Yeah.
Psycho-lesbian.
Scary. I thought we went off that topic.
Yeah, we did.
last one here. Does she interact with women and shy away from men? Many lesbians limit their contact with males and focus solely on women. If they date a man, it is only as an acquaintance, not as a love interest. I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true, either.
I have no issues hanging out with men. And I don't know who created that nasty rumour that all lesbians hate men. It's not all right.
oh, it's some, you know, disgruntled, you know, hetero male that couldn't attract a woman. I'm sure he started the rumour.
Damn them.
But on that website, I found this lovely article again that said, how to know if your girlfriend is gay. And I read this and I had to laugh because I thought it was the silliest thing I'd ever read. She doesn't want to have sex.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe she just doesn't find you attractive anymore.
It could be that. She always comments on other women's looks. Then they say here that she badmouths other gay people because supposedly if she's uncertain of herself, then she will do this.
There could be a little bit of truth behind that. We've heard of that before.
But they say that if she's quite comfortable in her own sexuality, she won't do this. She finds excuses to touch women. And the last point, which I just have to love, is she wants to have a threesome.
So, as we're saying earlier, this is from a website, www.mademan.com. It has lots of very interesting and random articles on it, but go and check it out because it's a bit bizarre.
Yeah, if you want to laugh, just look through the articles. Anything pertaining to lesbians is entertaining.
It is. I think you can just search lesbian on the website just for a bit of a laugh. Which is basically what I do, as I explained to you before, for my research. I just Google
lesbian.
Yeah,
I was surprised how you do your research for the show. Type in lesbian and that's
it. Amazing.
Here's me reading articles and going to websites and doing all that. Just type in the word lesbian into Google.
Not necessary.
See? I've learnt. Here I am wasting my time.
Look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. If you do want to get in on the conversation and stop us from rambling like cats, feel free to do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. What sign do you use to pick a lesbian in a crowd? Welcome back to Lay Link. Here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, some really exciting news came through recently.
Yes. Doing your fantastic research that you do, and I was sitting next to you watching, you found some fabulous thing that a radio station, a gay and lesbian community radio station, is going to be released in India. So this is
in
great.
India.
Yeah, I know. So this is brilliant news.
It's fantastic. Now, the company that will be launching this is RadioWala.in, and it's fantastic because India, you know, they don't really have a fantastic social stance on homosexuality.
No, and we'll go into that in a little bit later about that. But, you know, they're saying that, you know, out of the population, you know, 2%, they're saying, is probably gay.
So that's about 20 million people.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount.
That is a huge amount. And they don't have a voice. So it'll be great for them to go, you know, because it'll be an online service, so they can usually connect with their computers and their phones and stuff like that. And it'll be 24/7. So it's great that they can just have this there and just always be able to and always be able to connect with this and just have their voice and be represented. I think, like, I love the fact that we have Joy in Melbourne.
It's fantastic, isn't it? We're very lucky.
We are.
Mm. It is saying that would be available on mobile phones and broadband connected devices, and there'll be also apps for Android and iOS and BlackBerry and Java feature phones and so on and so forth. It's actually fantastic, some of the comments that they're saying here, because they're saying one of the main objectives of RadioWala.in as a platform is to cater to special interests of the population not being addressed by mainstream media adequately, and that of inclusion of all lesbian, gay and lesbian populations. So, you know, they really have that focus there to be able to give these people a voice, which is what they need over there.
They do. And they need that support, you know, and they're wanting to have different voices. So they're going to have, you know, different music and community chats and call-in shows and live talk and fashion and lifestyle and social issues and pretty much everything that you sort of get on your Joy grid sort of is what they're going to be doing as well. So it's really great to see that.
In a different language.
Well, yes, you know. But the funny thing is they wrote in this article that they would love the South Asian LGBT community around the world to contribute. So, you know, this is great. They're wanting that content as well. So they're not just restricting themselves to themselves. They're going, let's get some content from other countries around that will, you know, have that. And hopefully it'll start, you know, leading to more countries starting to have these kind of stations because it's great. But yes, so we were talking about this, you know, having these laws and stuff, but India sort of has had a problem. You know, they have legalized homosexuality now. Then in 2009 they did this and they're getting there, but unfortunately they have to re-educate the people. It's a slow process. You know, unfortunately homosexuals are still, you know, facing job discrimination, harassment by police and being ostracized by their family and even being physically assaulted. And it's, as I said, I just think it's great that they'll have somewhere that they can go and listen to and have this safe community, and they can feel they're having that. And hopefully it'll start to influence this issues, and that people, you know, just changing the laws is not enough. You have to start teaching people that it's not okay to do this, and hopefully they will change. You know, and they fought really hard to change this law. You know, this law was brought in, you know, when they were colonised.
Colonised.
Yes, they decided that, you know, homosexuality is just, you know, not okay. So they decided, you know, to change, you know, 150 years this thing's been in there. They finally, you know, 2009, they have changed it. So they've decriminalised homosexuality. So that's great. And now we'll see, you know, a change will come. They just have to be persistent and persevere with this, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree with you, and I'm
you're just sitting there quietly.
I'm quite fascinated by all the information that you've given me. but it is interesting. I mean, they're still saying over there that 73% of Indians believe that homosexuality should be illegal. I mean, that's a huge amount, but it's a great step forward that now this company has come forward and actually said, you know, we are going to create a gay and lesbian community radio station. We're going to acknowledge that these people exist, and, you know, they're not going to hide behind the social stigma that it has over there.
Yes, and when they decriminalised gay sex, you know, they had a lot of politicians and religious leaders who started complaining about it, and they decided that it wasn't acceptable, and they have to make this change and see it through. So, you know, it's great that it's happened, and hopefully we see some interesting stuff come out of, you know, the Indian LGBT community, because that would just be great.
It would be fantastic. I definitely think we'll be watching that one closely. Now, if you do want to get in on the conversation, of course, you're more than welcome to. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Now, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Tian and Basha on Joy 94.9. Nearing the end of our show now. Just a couple more minutes to go. But if you have enjoyed being with us, feel free to link up with us on social media at joy.org.au. You can find our program page and, get in touch.
Exactly.
Now, Basha, we've been talking tonight about psychostalker crazy lesbians.
Yes, the 10 signs of being a lesbian, or spotting a lesbian.
Spotting a lesbian. And we've been talking about the finger length ratio to determine your sexual orientation. And looking again, I'm still gay, apparently. According to this study, I'm still gay, so it's okay.
Okay, so, yeah, because I'm going to think that your finger length won't really change in the last half an hour, but, you know.
It is hot in here.
It is really hot in this studio today. It's like, this is really bad.
Now, look, what
it's all the Gay Newsweek boys, you know, what they did in here. It's
really, this place, I know.
It's like, we're all excited that Obama won, but, you know, like, this place is just like an oven. So in Ohio, they banned some students wearing pro-gay T-shirts.
That's true. They did. Poor girls. They went to school wearing these T-shirts for Twin Day, okay, where they wanted to be something and something they had to match. And anyway, so one of them wore a T-shirt that said Lesbian 1 and the other wore a T-shirt that said Lesbian 2. And apparently the school's administrator asked the girls to remove their shirts. I'm hoping they're wearing something underneath because that would be awkward.
Yeah, I think they probably asked them to turn them inside out.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, that would cause more of a controversy, I think, if they removed their shirt.
Now, this was in Ohio. As you said, about 20 students came together to support the two girls and showed up to class wearing T-shirts that read, "I support, express yourself," and I had a picture of a rainbow in between the two phrases. Now, the girls, you know, I really feel for them, some of the things they're saying here. It's actually really sad that this is the reaction that they receive from people that they're supposed to look up to.
Yes. Yes, it is. And you know, you go to school and you're supposed to be found supportive and stuff. And they were saying that the T-shirts were disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't get it. But it's funny because they were talking in the article about the fact that there were other T-shirts by a pro-life group
that had a picture of a fetus on them.
Yeah. Now, those T-shirts caused more reaction amongst the students than the rainbow T-shirts or the Lesbian 1, Lesbian 2 T-shirts, because no one really noticed those. But the fetus one you could see across the, you know, across the campus. So, I wonder what that is.
Now, the high school superintendent, Jesse Steiner, stated that there was a line in the handbook for the school about drawing undue attention to yourself, and he felt that that is where the girls had fallen into the disruptive category by drawing undue attention to themselves. But I don't think in today's day and age that's really a fair call, is it?
No, I don't think so, you know. I think, you know, and they were saying about the fact that they feel that it's probably going against their First Amendment rights, you know, and that they're supposed to, you know, they're trying to tell them that on particular days like we have Wear It Purple, that that's where they should be, you know, their version of Wear It Purple in America is called, let me just find it. I can't.
It's on the second page, I think.
I don't know. I had it in my head and I just lost it.
Anyway,
but they have that day, and they were saying that that's where the girls should do this. But I think that that's unfair. Why can't they just be happy and comfortable with themselves, and they want to send out a message to the school and want some support, they should get that.
I mean, basically the school was saying that, you know, or one of the students at the school was saying that the students couldn't wear the shirts because they were considered to be political, even though there wasn't really a rule that prohibits students from wearing political clothing. So, you know, it's all a bit alleged. He said, she said, they all said.
Yeah, it's the school's sort of trying to say it's in the handbook.
But it's not. No.
So, you know. But that's interesting. But this is the end of our show.
This is the end of our show. So, look, if you have enjoyed being with us, you can head over to joy.org.au and you can find all podcasts of every show that we've done up there. It's absolutely fantastic. So many Joy programs are doing this now. It's really, really great. So, look, you have been with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.